This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I have to ask you about Roger Stone. Help me understand. Why do presidents, or should presidents, have the power to pardon anybody, especially someone who's related to them in a case? And secondly, what precedents could Trump be setting for America, / do you think it's going to be a precedent where a president says, I will pardon anybody who protects me by not snitching?
Well, I think you just summed up why Roger Stone was pardoned. I mean, he basically threatened Trump. You know, he basically said, I sure don't want to go to jail, and I sure have a lot more to say. And boy, I just wish there'd be somebody who could stop me from having to go to jail. And guess what? You know, Trump intervened. This is an extension of the total disregard for the rule of law. The pardon power is supposed to be used for compassionate purposes, to try to right wrongs, to try to make sure that people are not being punished unfairly or have been punished enough. And in this case, it's a continuation of the cover-up, because the one thing that Trump...
Ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone was on my show almost every day and co-hosting the War Room during that entire time. He was here for a good year and a half before the election. I knew every major move Roger was making. And it was just good old-fashioned campaigning, exposing the Clintons' war on women, exposing their war on black people, pushing Trump to do the whole decriminalization, let blacks out of jail move. I mean, that's Roger Stone. That's not Jared Kushner. You can disagree with part of those policies or not, marijuana legalization, all that. That's Roger. He's really a liberal, a nationalist and a conservative. But we were there mad at Julian Assange when he was doing New York Times, Washington Post interviews every week, not giving us an interview. I told Roger, I said, I'll hire you if you can get Julian Assange on. He was trying. He was getting talked to the hand. It's cool to be the underdog InfoWars, but I mean, you know, we get treated like crap by a lot of people that don't get it. So the idea that he was a Russian spy, I was just telling Roger, quit talking about it. It's stupid. That's ridiculous. Then they started saying it about me in Congress, like, oh, he's a Russian agent in Armed Services Committee meetings. And just the most crazy stuff. And then things I can't get into at this point, because there's, you know, investigations of the people that did it and the rest of it. But it's been wild, folks. When you've done nothing they're accusing you of, none of it, not 1% is true, they're still coming after you. Folks, I was going to launch a whole string of new items. I guess it's 8 items total. Mouthwash and also a activated charcoal toothpaste that my dad, who's a retired dentist, developed. It has no fillers. It's super high-end. It's incredible toothpaste. And it's not to compete with our tooth whitening toothpaste and our colloidal silver toothpaste that we've discontinued until Letitia James stops lying and saying that we have some type of cure for something. It's absolutely asinine. It's not true at all. It's just ridiculous. Now, we've got the new toothpaste in for a few weeks, but I've got one more big test that we are supposed to do on it until we're able to sell it. So I thought that this week would be the week that we would be able to sell all of this and do all of this, but we're not able. So the original sale that I had running is just going to keep running until next week. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's even bigger. We had this sale last year. I wasn't going to do it at this time. We're about to sell a lot of things, but we're launching it right now. Christmas in July sale, free shipping and double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off. And we've got Brain Force Plus, 50% off. These are things we're adding. Turbo Force, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, 50% off. Lung Cleanse, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Bodies, 50% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. VasoBeat, 50% off. DNA Force, plus 50% off. Winter Sun, plus 50% off. Living Defense, plus 50% off. Chill Force, 50% off. Superfill Vitality, 50% off. Biofuel Selenium, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze at cost $149. Trouble Food back in stock. AMPM Power Stack 50% off. And it goes on and on. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. Our special guest joins us. We come right back on the other side.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves. Broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday edition. And everybody knows Jim Hoft of Gateway Pundit and the great job he does. But his brother is an executive. He's lived in Asia. He was recently living in Hong Kong. He's moved back to the United States with his family, Joe Hoft. And he's done a great job writing articles at the Gateway Pundit, laying out really the fraud that is COVID, the overblown hoax, all the different facets of them, counting other people that died of gunshot wounds and car wrecks in the COVID column and the false positive test. But the big smoking gun for me is on Infowars.com. COVID testing scandal, numerous labs, 333, report 100% of people testing positive for coronavirus in Florida. That is impossible. And again, I told the story of my wife's personal trainer. She's a friend of mine. She goes on the boat with us and goes hiking with us. She has two older ladies she's a trainer for. And they went in a few weeks ago to get tested because they had a sore throat and sniffles. Didn't have a fever. But they stood in line. They said, just fill out these forms. They said, you don't need to go do the test now. You can go. They sent them emails. And I got on the phone and got the lady's number and called one of them. She's scared to come on. But she said, yeah, no, we got told we both had COVID-19, but no treatment needed. This is premeditated fraud. It's being directed by the NIH from the UN, and it's just unbelievable. And then you add California locking down again, Texas getting ready to. I'm told Austin today or tomorrow is about to do it. They admit they want to create a depression. It's just insane. So joining us is Joe Hoft of thegatewaypundit.com. Joe, thanks for joining us. You're an expert on this, living in it, seeing it, writing about it. What would you describe the root of this is and who's directing it? Because it is a directed fraud, and they're trying to get a national emergency declared so that the central government can direct the fraud to the other 30-something states that aren't going along with it. I mean, this is the biggest institutional organized fraud I've ever even imagined. What would you call this?
I guess another part of the rolling coup.
The rolling coup. That's it. COVID-19, part of the rolling coup.
Isn't that something? I heard somebody else share that recently on another interview, and I thought that explains best what's going on in this, you know, in these last 3.5-4 years. We've jumped from Mueller to impeachment to COVID, and the military's jumped in now recently opposing Trump. And it's just part of a rolling coup d'etat that they've attempted to remove this president from office. Now, as far as the COVID itself, we've got more and more evidence now that it certainly came out of China, and it's attached to that lab in Wuhan, the Institute of Virology. I've been to Wuhan a number of times. I know that city. It's a massive city. And this lab was just only minutes away from the market that the Chinese were attempting to tie the virus to. So, yeah, I think there's a number of parties involved, Alex. I think China's involved. I think individuals in the U.S., Big Pharma is a suggested group of companies that are involved. There's a lot of money involved in this already, billions being either allocated or spent. So a lot of players involved for sure.
Well, let's back away from this and look at it, because Bill Gates said 5 months ago, the lockdown will never end. We're going to keep it in place. You'll have to have the inoculation before you get it. And so, of course, here we are following that script. Obviously, he set up the John Hopkins Event 201. The Rockefellers have the lockstep. This is all codified. How do we defeat the fraud? Don't we show how it's premeditated and how Fauci owns part of the vaccine companies and how it's insider trading and conflicts of interest? I mean, I think Trump, instead of just showing how Fauci was wrong all these times and sidelining him, we have the Washington Post saying Trump's not allowed to fire him. That, of course, is ridiculous. He can remove the head of the department if they don't fire him. How does Trump and how do the American people go on the offense?
That's a good question, Alex. I guess we need to continue to do what we're doing here and at the Gateway Pundit, and that's just continue to share the truth, do all we can to get the word out. And I think we are being heard. I think we are being heard, and there's a lot of people that are very frustrated about this situation, not just in the U.S., but around the world. And a lot of people have been frightened due to this coronavirus as well. So we've come up with some evidence early on, and maybe you recall last time I was on your show was back in March. It was I believe it was March 17th, and we had just come out with some analysis that I had done for Jim, where we looked at WHO, the World Health Organization, and their analysis and prediction for the deaths related to the coronavirus. And they scared basically the hell out of everybody because they were saying the flu has a 0.06% rate of mortality of those that have the flu. Whereas the coronavirus only had a 3.4%, so almost a 50 or so time, more than a 50.
And it turns out that is an admitted complete giant fraud, and medical doctors say the numbers are lower than the flu. Can you speak to that? Because they said 2.5 million dead, 2.2 million dead in the U.S., 500,000 dead in the U.K., all massively exaggerated 20-plus times.
Yeah, and that I think, was in big part – part of this coup. It was, let's scare everybody and let's shut down the economy. And that's certainly what they wanted.
And once they panicked us into submitting, boom, the trap is shut. Now it doesn't matter if it was all fraud, they've got us.
Yeah, that's right. And now a lot of people don't want to admit that they were wrong. They don't want to admit they're fools, and they go along with this insanity. And the rest of us sit back and say, this is crazy. So we flew back from Hong Kong a few weeks ago back to the States, and we arrive at the airport, and they tell us, oh, you can't fly through Japan. Their airport's shut down at night. So we had to quickly rearrange our flights, and 12 hours later, we were able to fly through San Francisco. But we saw one of the world's most efficient and busy airports in the world, the Hong Kong airport. There was only one lounge open. We were there. We were the only three people in that lounge for hours that day on a Sunday afternoon. So, in effect, Hong Kong airport was shut down. Japan's airport shut down. And then we get to San Francisco, and that airport shut down. Three massive airports that have been impacted. And now it just gives you a feel for just the insanity and the massive fear that was sold to people around the world, and everybody bought into it, and it was a
you guys
plan.
Didn't we didn't let me ask you this. When somebody's in Stockholm syndrome serving their abusers like the general public, how do you get them out once they I've had family that's been in conned and stuff, and they'll get mad at me telling somebody's a con artist, and even once it comes out that I was right, the family will never talk to you again for warning them.
Yeah, you're right, Alex. It's just it's insanity, like you said, groupthink, and there is this element of ego that people have that they don't want to admit that they're wrong. And So we were spot on. We knew that that WHO prediction was way off. We reported it, and actually then the next day we were attacked. We were attacked by Media Matters. They did a hit piece on us, both on you and the Gateway Pundit, and because Jim was on that call as well, and myself. And they criticized us and called us fake news, et cetera, and we were absolutely correct. And as we start looking at numbers today, even today I'm getting some new numbers. One of the best measurements I've seen is an individual, a PhD, who sent us some data, and he just sent me some updated data. We'll be putting it up later today, that shows probably the best analysis is not just to look for the number of cases of COVID, because we know that the CDC and other entities are distorting the data. It's not accurate. They claim everything is a COVID death.
Joe Hoff, let's walk through that in the articles you've written for Gateway Pundit, the detail it all on the other side, because this is so important. Okay. This guy was right about the previous fraud, dead on, his brother was. I mean, even more dead on than we were. They were even ahead of us on this. That's rare. And then now they're going to tell you what's currently happening and what's coming next.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki: great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
To wait until you die to learn the truth about COVID-19.
I won't get to give what I'm after.
Till the day you die.
Till the day I
give your reading. The New York Times, the Washington Post, or watching CNN. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Joe Hoft is an executive, researcher, author, writes for Gateway Pundit. His twin brother, of course, runs it, thegatewaypundit.com. A lot of inside baseball, but he's been persecuted for his visit here. We've got all these other medical doctors. I'll play a clip of one coming up who's in the state senate of Minnesota saying this is way overblown. Here's the numbers, and they're trying to take his license for saying 2 plus 2 equals 4. So let's roll through it. What has occurred since your last visit with us, the real numbers on COVID-19, what's currently happening, and what you expect for them to do next? Because you hear everywhere, the tests are everywhere, and the numbers are skyrocketing, and then you learn almost all the tests are false, and 333 labs, as I said earlier, in Florida all reported publicly 100% rates, some of them testing thousands, the average about 500. So they're testing tens of thousands of people, and they're all positive. That is ridiculous. What's really going on here?
Well, that's a great question, Alex. It's funny. Over the weekend, my daughter was visiting, and older daughter and adult daughter, and she and I said to her, I don't even know anymore. We're being lied to so much. Who even knows if these tests even work? I mean, who really even knows anymore? And so,
well, you're not going to have 333 labs all say 100% when they're testing hundreds and hundreds of people.
Right. It's just. That's right. Statistically, it's just not possible. So we found a number of things over the last few months. Gosh, it's been since March since we last talked. But, you know, even back then in March, we knew the WHO was lying about their prediction. It just didn't add up. It didn't make sense. And we did a number of posts on that. One thing that we did find, though, about the WHO that's not commonly known is that Tedros, that individual who runs the WHO, is a member of a terrorist group that runs Ethiopia. He's like number four in charge.
And he covered up major cholera outbreaks, as you've written.
There you go. And he's also was involved in some terrorist actions there in that country as well. So this is the guy that's running the WHO, and that's factual. We were able to put that together. We had support for the entire piece, and then the ties to China is because Ethiopia is just now a puppet of China. So even when during the COVID a crisis, they kept the airports open between these two entities. So or the two countries. So. That's why Tedros would do everything China said, is because China's been backing his regime in
Ethiopia. Absolutely. So Trump did the right thing pulling out of the WHO.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that was great. Along with that, then we've learned a lot too as well about Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx. Fauci has a long record. That guy sounds very, very corrupt when you look into it. I think one of the best individuals to discuss Fauci and just the vaccines in general, if not you, Alex, is the Bobby Kennedy Jr.
I heard
a video of him. And
he exposes fraudsty with the Gates. People that they've had in the test, or even spokespersons, are getting real sick. Healthy people are getting real sick in the vaccine trials.
Yep. Yeah, and that blew me away, you know, when I learned that and when I saw his or listened in on one of his discussions. And you know, I grew up maybe like you, Alex. I grew up thinking, you know, the U.S. was this great country, and Bobby Kennedy was a hero. And even though my mom was Republican, she liked Bobby Kennedy. And when he died, it was a sad day for the entire country when he was assassinated.
Absolutely.
To see his son then stand up, and then the rest of the family criticizes the son for being crazy or whatever, and then you listen to it, and you listen to that lady that was targeted by Fauci, who had uncovered the information that these vaccines are dangerous.
Yeah, the top virologist on record exposed his fraud, and they had her SWAT team. He has been the kingpin for 40 years, and he's like a little – he's a bureaucratic royalty. He's an emperor.
Yeah. Yep, and he's been with everybody, and he's made a lot of money along the way, too, no doubt. I'd love to see somebody ask him some questions about what's your annual salary and what's your net worth.
He got a $111 million grant last year from Bill and Melinda Gates in 1 year.
Yeah. And that's what also prevents a number of these doctors, I think, to stand up and say things, is because they're all being paid for by the Gates Foundation and others. But, yeah, Fauci's just a piece of work. How many times has he talked about masks? And we still don't know what his position is on masks. I guess now he's saying it's good to wear masks.
It's crazy you don't wear them. Now everybody's got to wear them.
It's just crazy. So him, Dr. Birx, she has ties. Her husband worked in the Clinton White House. She worked under Obama. She had ties to Fauci as well. I mean, those two leading this charge. And then it sounds like they were the two that talked President Trump into shutting down the economy. And
I got to be honest with you. I took the bait thinking if it's really going to be bad, if he doesn't do something, he'll get blamed. They were going to do it regardless. Then it turned out to be basically a total fraud. And so you guys were right. I basically dropped the ball early on. That's what I'm saying is you guys have been dead on.
Well, thanks, Alex. But Trump was it was another one of these no-win situations that the deep states put him in, like with the Mueller gang, where it was clear criminal act. There was no crimes, criminal being on Mueller and Weissman's part. No crimes ever committed. They didn't even the entire Russiagate and Mueller special counsel wasn't even based on crime. It was unconstitutional. And so, but Trump never bit, and he allowed this thing to continue so he wouldn't get charged with obstruction. And I admire his courage and ability to do that, because I don't know if I could have.
I totally agree. But now the Justice Department is scared, and Berman isn't going to do anything until after the election. That's only going to encourage the deep state. Like you said, they've had the military all come out the top brass and announce Trump. And now the Washington Post last week said it's time for a military coup. They don't put stuff out like that unless they're planning something.
Yeah, that's right. And it was like Obama coming out after General Flynn was after the case of Flynn fell apart, and he encourages people to stand up. And then now we've got this Judge Sullivan doing the craziest stuff we've ever seen in our lifetime. Most unbelievable.
Yeah, does it? I mean, I know there's mixed groups in the deep state. There's the ultra deep state, and it's really worthy American people in the deep state. But the establishment is crazy if they keep trying to have a war with the people. Isn't there a smart establishment that realizes this is dangerous?
Well, isn't that true? Well, I think the people, that's the thing. Thank God for the people, not just in the U.S., but around the world. People are waking up to this stuff. I think that one of the greatest things that Trump did, other than beating Hillary and being in her head ever since,
was to force the deep state out in the open.
That's right. And to also point out the fact that our media is corrupt. And I love that, because more and more people now are aware of that. And that may be maybe his greatest accomplishment, because average people are saying, well, I can really see it. They come up to me that say, Joe, I can really see it. You know, the CNN is garbage. They really are on attack. I can't even watch them anymore. So Trump has done that. He's brought this awareness.
That's right. Remember, CNN wanted to have fake news until he turned it around. When we come back in the final segment, we'll talk about the new book, Media Matters, and how they get countered and how you think Trump should proceed. I think he should bring out the insider trading, bring out the conflicts of interest, destroy Gates, destroy Fauci, or they're going to continue to undermine the country, put out this info, and keep the lockdown going, because it's that central group still running the shutdown of the country.
Affordable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWars.com. Get your orders in now. before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then, the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your affordable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Welcome back. Paul Joseph Watson is going to host the fourth hour. I literally have like 30, 40 incredible breaking stories we'll hit next segment after our guest leaves us. John Hoff, the GatewayPundit.com, twin brother of Jim Hoff, executive, international businessman, writer for the site, and he's been one of the top people exposing this and walking through it. We're clearly seeing a multinational corporate takeover with contact tracers with the Clinton Foundation, Global Initiative involved, with Bill and Melinda Gates, with these big corporations, with the power to roll out a global social credit score. They now admit that's what the plan is. The environmentalists are saying, thank God tourism's basically over. It's bad for the earth. The post-industrial world's here. Humans are bad. A Wall Street Journal, a dreaming of the end of humanity. This is really their dystopic coming out. They had this on the drawing boards, we know. in Event 201 and Lockstep and others. I think they exacerbated it and launched it early and made it about Trump to try to get rid of him. And I still think this hoax, too, and the rolling coup will fail if we get around the censors and get the truth out, because people instinctively know the truth, but it's so incredibly dangerous. Joe Hoft, I want to talk in closing about Media Matters that you brought up earlier, who really, when they, you know, when they click their heels together, we jump and say, how high, openly run by George Soros, and where all this is going, and then the new book that is on a whole other subject, but really about the key to everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. And Alex, let me add one more comment, too, about these numbers. The thing that I wanted to point out last segment that I didn't, I'm sorry, was the fact that the one measurement that we can take that can really kind of tell us how bad this COVID is to look at total death this year compared to prior years. And we've done that now. And when you look at them, this year's deaths, especially related to the flu, et cetera, barely much greater than prior years.
Now, slow down and say that again. We should have started the whole interview with this. In fact, when we post this to band.video later, I want to put what you're about to say at the very front of the interview, because we can put up the graph showing record testing, but deaths have gone way down from what they claimed. But let's look at last year's numbers compared to the flat line of death or the range of death compared to now. And tell people the name of the article on Gateway Pundit so folks can find it.
We're going to be putting it up here shortly. How about that? We have a PhD who's provided us this information. It's good analysis. And again, data is where we need to be. We don't need to be listening to doctors right now. We need to be listening to the data analysts.
Let's start over. Tell people what you're about to break, because we're in the zeitgeist. We've hired he's scared to put his name up, but we've hired a highly rated statistician to crunch the numbers, and they're already looking at them, and it's what you've already been saying, where they take the death numbers of everybody else, put them in the column, but we're going to have, you're doing the same thing, I guess, having a PhD statistician show it. So tell us what's coming.
Yeah. So what he's done is he's looked at the last 5 years' mortality rates throughout the U.S., and he compares them to this year, and we're seeing that there's no material increase. And with the only exception is in New York and New Jersey and New York City, which is the worst. So with the exception of that, there's been no increase. So not material, not on a material basis. So that tells us this thing is not even close to a Spanish flu that took 2% of the world's population. This thing isn't doing anything like that. So I think that's where you can get around the bogus counting and classifications that the CDC recommends. It's just, okay, well, let's just look at total deaths, and that's how.
And
we
let me stop you. Let's spend the rest of the time on this, because it's so bombshell. You as a layperson, I as a layperson, can look at last year's numbers, see they're the same, year before on average the same, year before higher. But to have a statistician show it, they can't get around this. But here's the key, and I know you know the answers. Why is New York, a few areas of Michigan, because they're blue cities of states where they intubated people, they admit that's what killed them, and where they sent regular flu and regular pneumonia patients into nursing homes knowing they would get a death number. And the only way you'd do that in 10 different Democrat states that did it, where you have most of the death, is it was premeditated. Please talk about that.
That's right. And we did a study, too. We compared Democratic ran states to Republican on at least a 2-to-1 ratio. You're more likely to die in a Democrat state from the COVID than in a Republican state. We also, the thing that we know, we had some information of an individual that provides us some really incredible data using artificial intelligence, AI. And he was able to determine that one of the major fundraisers for Cuomo in New York was this elderly care facility organization, and they gave him a lot of money. When he allowed COVID patients, and actually didn't just allow, he mandated them to go back into the homes rather than protecting them like the DeSantis did down in Florida. What Cuomo did is threw them back into the homes. Well, what the rationale for that is because the homes got a lot more money for a COVID patient. So he was paying back these people that gave to him in the prior election. And it was about the money. And they made a ton of money by throwing COVID patients back into these homes. And then it killed all these elderly people.
$50,000 extra when you get a COVID patient and intubate them.
And I think it's even more than that in New York, Alex. I believe it's a lot more per patient.
Right, that's just the baseline. It's $13,000 if you have a COVID patient, And then it was like 39,000 if you intubate them. And you're right, New York even had more.
Yeah, and so when he did that, he created all these deaths. I think the guy should be investigated and looked at for murder. I mean, what his policies did, anybody knows that was the wrong thing to do. It was insanity to throw these types of individuals back into the homes. And where the elderly are, which they are the target of this disease, the COVID. It's the elderly and the sick. And
Bill Gates just so happens to say he wants death panels here with old people. So I guess it's all coming true.
It's outrageous. It's just outrageous. So, yeah, we've seen all these medical organizations tied. We've seen the Democrats tied into with them, the deep state organizations. We're seeing these bogus numbers coming up today out of Florida. It's like every day, and the American people, you know, need to wake up. I mean, this is just it's outrageous what's been going on. And I'll tell you one thing that was outrageous. I'm in Hong Kong. I'm talking to some really high-level executives, and they're just admiring China for the fact that they had better numbers than the U.S., and they were able to shut it down in such a short period of time, et cetera. And I'm about ready to throw up listening to these guys and a couple good friends of mine. But that's what's going on with the media, especially in Asia and around the world. China's done an incredible job of selling themselves as doing this great job with the coronavirus when, in fact, they started this thing. And maybe the question is, did they do it out of an accident, or did they do it intentionally? Because their economy is absolutely being disseminated by Trump. He's just done an incredible
job. Lost the trade wars, the globalists with China. Decided to release this right on time. Fauci basically was funding most of the projects in the lab. So was Gates. You can't have all those confluence together. 2015, major publications point out that Obama moved the illegal project to that lab. This has Obama deep state fingerprints all over it.
It sure does. Sure does. And Obama was over in China not long ago either. I don't know if any people remember that. But he did a visit to China. I thought, well, that's kind of odd. What's he doing over in China? And so who knows? But Trump's, Trump's really done a number on their economy. I've done a number of posts on that, especially living in Hong Kong. I could see it. I could see how that economy had impacted.
Joe, there's a new book. I know you don't want to plug your new book, but I'm trying to. I want you to come back for 30 minutes and talk about the book because I'm excited to read it. Tell us about it.
Okay, great. Well, I've got it here. There it is.
In God We Trust. Tell us about that. Lying liberal lunatics.
Not lying liberal lunatics, because it's the deep state, it's the Mueller team, it's the media, the social media, it's all these individuals that are anti-American. And the Americans, we trust in God. We don't trust in these demons.
That's right. The state is not God. Everybody should get the book. Right. Everybody should give it to everybody. You know that we're in an information war again. Put that book back on the screen. Yep. I want to read it. I want a complimentary copy, or I'm going to buy one. Thanks. Joe Hoff, In God We Trust, Not in Lying Liberal Lunatics. Come back with your brother or by yourself soon, and let's do a review of the book after I've had a chance to read it, my friend.
No, I enjoy it, Alex, and thanks for all the work you do. I mean, you were just like every conservative website, you were targeted, and it's been appalling what's happened, and a lot of people don't know about it, and that's what I've put in this book. It's just the absolute atrocities by our Democrats.
Well, join us again next week, because I want to read the book. Let's talk about it. All right, there goes Joe Hoff to GatewayPundit.com. We'll be right back with a jam-packed final segment of news, then Paul Watson takes over.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we share, mountains that we move, caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove.
And I remember.
And I remember.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones, still here on air. Thanks to God's good graces and your support, your prayers, your word of mouth, and your focus. Yes, the globalists are running against the wind, against God's will. They're going to fail. All right, let me hit this right now for you, ladies and gentlemen. Look at these headlines right here. BLM supporters celebrate death of mother shot dead for saying all lives matter when confronted by black racist thugs. She said, yes, they matter, but white lives matter, too, so they shot her dead. Facebook, Twitter, the left is celebrating it, saying, thank God, one less dead white, or one more dead white person. Totally and absolutely sickening. So let me just go ahead and start over with this article for you. Let's just focus in on a real person that got killed right here. You can have an overhead shot. We're just going to sit here for a moment and look at somebody that died. And think about them for just a second because the globalists don't want us to humanize any of these people. When George Floyd died, I played the video and said it looked terrible. I thought the officer was wrong and that he should get in trouble. Turned out he was on enough fentanyl to kill two grown men and was in excited delirium and had been fighting them for 20 minutes and had been asked to be put on the ground. The officer wasn't thinking, being an idiot. He actually knew him from the nightclub and was putting his knee on his carotid artery because of the training they were given in Minneapolis, St. Paul, which was horrible, and he died. You think that cop did that on purpose so he'd have a dead black guy so that he would get in trouble? No, cops don't want that, even the most racist cops. And there are racist cops of every color. But when you see articles buried in the news every day of a black cop, a white cop, a Hispanic cop, a white woman, an old white man being shot, being killed, being murdered, being stabbed, it doesn't even hardly even make the news nationally. And if they do, they don't point out it's racial. So look at this headline. BLM supporters celebrate death of mother shot dead for saying all lives matter. And they celebrate. And then look at this. Leftists celebrate Ghislaine Maxwell, a feminist icon who could bring down Trump. Prominent Democrats are saying, oh, she's going to bring Trump down when Trump's not implicated. It's the Clintons and others that are documented to be involved, and that she's a sign of female power. The left defends and promotes anything and everything that leftists engage in. Because Ghislaine Maxwell was a leftist, they're defending her when she helped traffic girls as young as 5 years of age, reportedly. That story's on InfoWars.com with the links. And that takes us to this next story, and what I'm about to break down. Another InfoWars.com article that links to the Washington Post, the Associated Press, you name it. New court filings. Ghislaine Maxwell fled across house during raid. FBI found tinfoil wrapped cell phones. They have the affidavits here where they're saying she shouldn't be released on bond, though some of the left are saying she should be, because she tried to get out of the house and get away from them, and they found her with a phone she was trying to get rid of wrapped in tinfoil. Now, why would she do that? Because the big genius spy did not have one of these. And now I'm going to plug. This is a Privacy Pocket 1995. Other people sell these with the copper Faraday cage for $30. That's a 200% markup. This is 100% markup. You cannot get a better deal. These are the best pockets. They take from small to large cell phones. We have them in red, royal blue, green, and black. You put your phone in it, and then all the cell towers that every few seconds are pinging where you're at and tracking and getting your data and selling it to the highest bidder and hackers that are busy stealing the data and all the other big corporations have different wireless systems that are stealing your data as well. You protect yourself and your data from the Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clinton Foundation contact tracers. You protect yourself from all of these people, and it is so critical that all of us habituate ourselves and get in the habit now of putting our cell phones, we're not using them, in one of these. It'll still go in your pocket like it's no big deal. I fit my cell phone right in here. I slide it right in. It easily folds over, fits in my pocket, slips right in, back pocket, front pocket, or inside of your coat. And you've got it, and they can't track and trace you. And when you want to take your phone out, then you take your phone out, and it doesn't know where you've gone or what you've done. This is a basic thing like locking your front door. It's a basic thing like putting clothes on when you go outside during the day. It needs to be done, and it's a great product at InfoWarsStore.com. Very affordably priced. Get your protection, privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com today or 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, take action. Now, separately, I don't do gimmicks. And so to say, like a furniture store will do, going out of sale, or, oh, last day of the sale, and you drive by and the sign's up there for a month. Because that'll spur people, oh, I want the last day of the sale. I don't do that. When I tell you our supply chain's broken down and a lot of the products that we like to get, that you like to buy, we can't even get anymore because the companies have gone out of business, or they're short-staffed, or they can't get the ingredients. That's really happening. And I have a whole stack of news here about the breakdown of the food supply and the food chain. And now lockdown 2 is just going to create a total depression that will make the worldwide depression that we already are in look tame. Nine products that we have, we can't get. I said two yesterday. It's actually three are just going to be discontinued because you can't get the ingredients that are proprietary anymore because the labs and places that put it out don't exist anymore. Maybe it's going to come back. That's where we are. So this is what happened. Over a year ago, before the Democratic Party came after us for selling colloidal silver toothpaste, it was a bestseller. You know, they can sell it in stores and sell it at Walmart, but we can't because we're bad. We're about to file a lawsuit and we'll be back soon. But you're saying, where is the toothpaste? Well, we didn't come out with this because we don't have the colloidal silver toothpaste. This has been over a year in the making. My dad's a retired dentist. I said, Dad, the listeners really want it. They're begging. They're demanding for activated charcoal toothpaste. So I started trying it, and I said, quite frankly, big brand names are amazing. I'll say Tom's of Maine is like a great toothpaste. Next to our tooth whitening, it'd be my favorite if I didn't have the tooth whitening toothpaste. It's just amazing. The way it goes in and strips everything off, but still safely, doesn't hurt the enamel. The way it binds the things, it's just amazing. But it's full of fillers. So are those other big brands. We can't sell this yet because there's something called a certificate of authenticity. We've already done all the other testing. This isn't until next week. They're doing the testing right now. We know it's going to pass. But I was about to launch this as my new sale this week till our FDA compliance officer came in and said, you haven't gotten the certificate of authenticity on the toothpaste or the mouthwash yet. It comes in on Monday. So that's why I said the other sale a week past time to get rid of it, because we're selling out of the products and stuff isn't coming in for months, maybe never again. We need to sell it at full price to fund ourselves. And that's how sales work. You got a bunch of it, you can sell it for sale, but why sell it at sale if you're not going to have it anyways? So that's kind of how this works, ladies and gentlemen. But then you guys are habituated not to buy something unless it's on sale. So we like to do the sales because that's how we fund the operation. But to replace this sale, because I am unable to bring you this new product yet, we are launching. I was talking to Tim Virgin. I said, well, what's the sale going to be? Because we're almost about to sell out all this stuff. He said, well, a lot of other stuff we still have. So you can still do the sale with that and leave the old stuff on there. Hopefully that takes the weight off of that because the listeners love it. Because the truth is, when we sell the stuff at 50% off, we sell so much more that it ends up making more money than going to full price. But then it just habituates and it creates a bunch of problems. And then we got to sell even more. And then it's a catch-22. So here's the deal. You want it. You got it. You got the Christmas in July sale. It's the last sale, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. But all the stuff like BioTree Selenium, Superfilm Vitality, Extendowise, those are 50% off when they weren't. Brainforce Plus is 50% off when it wasn't. Turbo 4 is 50% off when it wasn't. Survival Shield X2 is 50% off when it wasn't. Lung, and then all the stuff that was on sale. Lung Cleanse, Vitamineral Fusion, Bodies, Ultra 12, Azo Meats, DNA Force, Wonder Plus, Wonder 7 Plus. Living Defense wasn't on there. Chill Force wasn't on there. And all other stuff wasn't on there. So it's a big, giant sale going, and it funds the operation. So I want to thank you all for your support. I will run this through, I'm going to say Tuesday, because we need to get the certificate. Other people don't get certificates. We get them all, okay? Because we know we're under attack. We know when they try to come in here and arrest us, we got everything we need. Plus, we want you to get the product anyways. I mean, most of the products we sell are above Prop 65 California, where there's more lead in the air than you can have in a product. So that's the level of testing we do, but it causes a problem. Sometimes not having stuff. So hopefully we'll be able to sell you the new charcoal toothpaste next week. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.